And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I am Sean Green. Make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Check out SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you check out WGNPlus.com. I'm also there on WGN Plus. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. And if you want to stalk me on Facebook, you most certainly can. It's Sean Green Show Media over on Facebook. Been a couple of weeks, but I got him back. Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com. He's on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now to join us. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's been a long time, man, because, man, you've been all over the place. So I finally got you back. And a lot of Star Wars news that I'm seeing on Movies.com. So let's hit that first. What's going on in the world of Star Wars?
Yeah, there's a lot of Star Wars going on right now. You know, Disney has a convention this weekend called D23, and Star Wars is going to have a presence there. But J.J. Abrams came out and said, we don't have a new trailer to show you. We don't have any new footage. So I guess to satisfy the craving of fans, you know, Entertainment Weekly debuted their fall preview this Friday on stands, and they have a bunch of Star Wars stuff. Not only do they have images, new pictures from the movie, about, you know, 10 or so, but then they also have an interview with J.J. Abrams where he talks a lot about the movie, and we find out some really fascinating story details. If you want to know more about the movie, I would say read it, but beware, you know, it does spoil some major plot points. So if you want to go in free and don't want to know anything, then stay away from them if you can.
Wow, it seems like you're putting a lot on the line here with this new Star Wars film. It's out this December, correct?
Yeah, it's out December 18th, IMAX, the whole shebang. And they actually shot some of it on IMAX cameras. So this is definitely a movie you want to see in IMAX, I think.
All right, great. And also, one movie that's actually opening up this Friday, and I'm actually really excited to see, is Straight Outta Compton. It's a biopic about the rise of NWA, and on Fandango.com, there's a featurette that you guys are showing. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's a featurette on sort of the behind the scenes with some of the original members of NWA talking about their lives and their story and the story that's in the movie. I love this movie. I think it's great. I think it's one of the best musical biopics that they've made. I think F. Gary Gray, who directed the film, he also directed Ice Cube and Friday, the first Friday, which is referenced in this movie in a really fun way. And he does a fantastic job with the film. You know, it feels authentic. A lot of these guys grew up together. You know, it's produced by Ice Cube, produced by Dr. Dre. They're characters in the movie. They're original members of NWA. And Ice Cube's actually, his son plays Ice Cube, and it's uncanny. It's so amazing what this kid does. Looks just like his father. And it's just a really, really good movie. And I think because it comes from the people who lived it, it has that extra authenticity, you know, that a lot of musical biopics don't necessarily have.
Yeah. And I was one of those kids, you know, coming up in that time where my parents wouldn't let me listen to NWA. And so I was instantly programmed to believe that that music was bad. And when I got old enough to actually listen to it, you know, I really wasn't into it at the time. But when you look back on that music now, they were actually, you know, you appreciate the music, and you also get a glimpse into that world of what they were talking about. You know, I grew up in, you know, in Chicago, South Side, raised by both my parents. But, you know, there's a side that, you know, people don't get to see. And they were telling a truthful story, you know, at that time. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this movie.
Yeah, it's really good. And it spans several years. You know, it starts off in the mid-80s when NWA is first coming up. But it all goes all the way into the mid-90s when they bring in Dr. Dre is working with Snoop Dogg and Tupac comes in and Suge Knight starts sort of becoming this really intimidating force in the music industry, and it's just kind of it teeters on the edge of that rivalry when West Coast versus East Coast, you know, and everything happened with Tupac and Biggie. And so, you know, it spans a very long period of time, and it definitely shows you, I think, the rise of West Coast hip-hop. And sort of how it came to be. And the acting is just tremendous. And like I said, Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr., is just uncanny. If you know Ice Cube, you're going to watch this and you'll be like, wait, how is that Ice Cube? Because it really does look exactly like the old Ice Cube. Really cool. Really good movie, though. That's my pick for the weekend. I highly recommend it, especially if you are a fan of N.W.A. or a fan of that music, which I am.
Oh, wow. Other than that, what else have we got coming out this week?
We also have The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is directed by Guy Ritchie, who's a cool director. You know, he did Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, also the Sherlock Holmes movies. He's got a really cool style. You know, he's one of the directors where you watch one of his movies and you know it's him, which is what I like about him. And it's based on an old 60s TV show. It's sort of like this fun spy thriller, this sort of buddy cop, you know, Henry Cavill and Armie Hammer. One's American, one's Russian. They don't like each other. They have to team up on a mission. It's got a lot of fun 60s playful inventiveness to it. So if you're looking for like a fun spy thriller with a unique spin, that's visually very entertaining, you can go see that or Straight out of Compton.
All right, great. And, man, you know what? One of the things I want to bring up, too, about Straight Outta Compton, Jerry Heller, the former manager of NWA, he said he's going to actually watch the film from a legal standpoint, and if there's anything that's false in the movie, that he's looking to actually sue the people that made the movie, which is kind of weird, you know. So that tension is still there, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine there is tension in a lot of places. I mean, Suge Knight, for example, this movie does not think very fondly of Suge Knight. And this is a guy that's worked very closely with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. And so, there's definitely still a tension there. The movie is very angry in parts, you know, and I think it's still topical. It's very angry towards the police and the way they felt they were treated back in the mid-80s, which is also very kind of topical for what's happening in our country today. So I think there are a lot of hot-button issues with this film, but at the same time, it's got a lot of humor in it. It's got a lot of heart. It's very entertaining. So I think what's great about it is that no matter how you want to watch it, you'll get something out of it. So you can have a really heated conversation afterwards about what's going on today, what went on back then, you know, or you can just kind of go enjoy the music, go pick up, you know, go download some NWA music afterwards and enjoy it for that.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you check him out on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. It's E-R-I-K Davis if you want to check him out on Twitter. Also, check out the featurette that's on Fandango.com, the Rise of NWA. Before you go see Straight Outta Compton, go to Fandango.com and check out The Rise of NWA. And if you are a Star Wars geek, there's Star Wars news up there at movies.com. So you have it all there. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Be good.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.